Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Seth Habacker.
Good morning, all.
We got fun things lined up for you this hour. Going to get into some entertainment news, some Then A Right stories, local good stories of the day. And speaking of good local stories, we're joined every Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour by our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society. We have Madison Rafter, executive director over there, with our Pet of the Week. Madison, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good over here. We appreciate the time. Always appreciate the time from you. We know how busy you guys are over there.
Yeah.
How crazy busy just life in general is. And then you throw work on top of it and everything. So we really do appreciate the time, Madison. I want to keep you too long.
Thank you.
Who is our furry friend, our pet of the week?
Our furry friend of the week this week is going to be Flash. Flash is a 5-year-old domestic short hair mix. He came into us as a stray, so we didn't have a lot of history around him. But we ended up having to do some blood work on him and did discover that he does have some kidney failure going on. So he is on a supportive food for that, and he is doing really, really well on that food.
Good to hear. So what kind of animal is he?
He is a cat, so domestic short hair cat.
Okay.
So he is gray and striped, and he is just, he can definitely be a little bit on the sassy side for sure. I like him. He's got a big, big personality. He wants attention when he wants attention, but then sometimes he's just like, I've had enough today. Let me go do my own thing.
Yeah, right. Like a cat, in other words.
How old?
He's 5 years old. He is neutered. He is up to date on vaccines, and he is microchipped.
Excellent.
Is there a type of family that might be well-suited with him?
Yeah, so he kind of reminds me of an old grumpy man sometimes. So probably recommended, small children in the home. But anybody who's just kind of looking for a cat to just kind of be a presence in the house, where sometimes he wants attention, and then sometimes, just let me do my own thing. I think any home similar to that would be really well for him.
Yeah. And when it comes to these, especially cats, dogs, any of the above, if you have questions, if you're uncertain if this animal would fit in your family, reach out to Madison and the gang and find out. They're going to help you with that. And the last thing that they're going to do is put you in a spot where you don't want to be in. These animals, all of these animals deserve good homes, and there's a good home for them just waiting for them out there. Just got to find out which the right fit is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the match game.
Exactly. Yep. And especially too, with him being on the kidney care food, it is something that is a prescription food as well. So we understand making sure that adopters are aware of it, that sometimes that food is going to be a little bit more on the expensive end compared to just normal cat food. So again, it's not anything that we want to push you into a situation where you have to take this cat. It's if it's going to work out well for your home environment as well.
And we see the numbers, and I'm sure that you've heard stories or at least or maybe some read some articles, Madison, about this. But one of the biggest things to do in rural communities like ours is keeping your population and keeping people in town. And one of the most consistent ways of doing that we're seeing is being dog friendly. And having dog parks and a lot of these things. Cats are a very similar thing, just a hair up under dogs when it comes to this. Being pet-friendly cities is going very far with keeping populations or bringing new people to communities. That has a huge economic impact. We understand that dogs and cats and these animals make our lives better. We do all these things, but yet how much do we really help out our local humane societies? How much do we really help out these causes and the people that are making it possible for us to have these animals? So when we're looking at this from a bigger perspective, this is why it is so vital to help out our humane societies, to reach out, to be there for them, whether it is spreading awareness. You hear the Pet of the Week. Maybe you can't adopt this animal. Well, spread the word. Share it on your Facebook and social media platforms. Talk to your friends about this. Hey, you guys were looking for a cat, right? Well, I heard about a great one on the morning show today. Spread the word about this stuff. Help out where you can. Madison, we know that it is always kitten season. I don't know what you guys could use more of or anything. What can we drop off? What kind of things do you guys need more of right now?
Yeah, supplies-wise, we are at 30-gallon garbage bags for sure. Kitten wet food. We're always in need of sensitive skin and stomach food for dogs. And I think the largest thing is spreading awareness that we need to get some of our dogs out of here. We are having kennel renovations starting as of December 1st. So we have to have all of our dogs out of the building. So even if it's something that you can't adopt an animal at this time, if you can just share, we want to make sure that we can find our animals good homes, but we also have some really exciting kennel renovations coming up for our dog room. So having that availability to just spread awareness for our animals is probably our highest need right now, because we need to practically clear our shelter at this point so that we can get our kennels going.
All right.
We're going to do our best to help you with that every Thursday, Madison. And, you know, Seth, I, our staff, we're going to be spreading the word about this. When those renovations are going on, I'd love to take a tour to let the audience know how that's going and everything. Yeah. I'm excited for you guys about that. It's such a beautiful building and you take such good care of it. I'm excited to see how that goes.
We're very excited for our kennel renovations, that's for sure. And I know right now with our dog adoption fees, if you bring in a gently used coat or a new coat, you get a free adoption fee at this time. So we're kind of supporting another organization right now with bringing in coats. So if you're able to bring in a gently used coat or a new coat, a dog adoption fees are free.
That is fantastic. That's an awesome idea, Madison. That is very cool. We're going to be spreading the word about that as well. I don't like to keep you too long because I know how busy you are, but I have to really quick. I was looking through your page the other day. I encourage people to go to swchs.com. Wonderful website. You go into the adoption tab. You'll be able to see the pet of the week from today and previous weeks, possibly. And you can see the cat QR code. I love this cat. I love that
we
name.
QR code. We had barcode. Barcode luckily just got adapted this week, but QR code is still here.
It's an adorable cat, an adorable name. I love it.
Why is my phone not working on this? It's not scanning. What's going on?
Do not try to scan QR code. Just pet her it's just in tons of other great faces and wonderful furry friends, and your future best furry friend is waiting for you over at the Humane Society. Madison, one more time, who is our pet of the week?
Our pet of the week this week is Flash. He is a 5-year-old domestic short hair cat. He is a gray tabby, and his biggest thing is he's definitely on some kidney food, so making sure that if it is an adopter that is interested in him, that they are prepared to potentially take on some extra medical costs with that. He is, again, neutered, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines, and he is ready to go home.
He really is. I'm looking at him right now. What a beautiful coat, a beautiful gray coat to that cat. I might take class, Slash. I don't know. You guys better get there before I do. Yeah. Madison, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much for everything. You take care and tell the staff hi for us.
Will do. Thank you guys so much.
We'll be talking with Madison again next Thursday with our Pet of the Week. Mm-hmm. Encourage you to go to swchs.com. Bookmark that page. Keep up to date on all the things that they're doing over there. Follow them on social media. It's another great way to keep up on stuff at the Humane Society.
Yeah.
You can email them at swchs.com. and you can always give them a call at 715-423-0505, 423-0505.
It's exciting news about the renovation. That's really cool.
That is cool. Yeah. That's really cool, and they deserve that. And they deserve our help. Help out any way you can, as Madison was saying. You can spread the word about these animals.
Yeah, absolutely.
About the work that they're doing over there, and certainly dropping things off is always helpful as well. Mm-hmm. They're always looking for kitten food or litter and that kind of stuff.
You know it.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun in the morning show at WFHR. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James here. Some Lenny Kravitz playing us in. Underrated guitar player.
Absolutely.
And producer, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, a really good producer. I didn't realize that. I listened to a lot of him growing up, and just recently reading an article about him talking about, like, some of his first albums, like Let Love Rule and that. And, yeah, we had a lot. I was really intertwined in the production efforts. I didn't know that.
Well, he has to be, because he refuses to use digital equipment.
Oh, that's right.
He only uses analog. So he's going to have to, because I don't know if there's a lot of producers out there that can even use that stuff anymore.
Yeah, there's a handful of artists and bands like that. Tame Impala is one of my I really, really dig them. And they will not use anything like out of the 70s, basically, like all the guitars, the keyboard that they use, even the wiring, like the plug into their amp and stuff. It's all from that era. It's just incredible. And
that, to me, it's a little extreme, but yeah,
it is
to me.
But I also get it. I
some
see
people
both
like
sides of it. Yeah. And we're going to speak more about music in a little bit. We've got songs that artists later regretted. That's coming up in a little bit. We'll get into
that one.
That should be an interesting article. But right now, we kick off our entertainment with talking about Huey Lewis in the news. We're really hitting the young audience. We're really.
It's the last. Big news from Huey Lewis.
I mean, when's the last time you talked about Huey Lewis in the news? Right?
I know.
The last time that they were in the news, Huey Lewis
was
in the
news. The news, right.
The well of creativity seems to be just about dry on Broadway. Just about. On Friday, March 29th, 2024, at the James Earl Jones Theater on Broadway, which I don't know if a lot of people realize there is a James Earl Jones Theater in Broadway.
Which makes me extremely happy.
Yes, yes, I love
it. Very happy.
I love the idea of every time a new person walks into, or a person walks into the building, it's James Earl Jones' voice is over the monitor. Oh. Welcome, you know, or something like that.
That
every
would be
time
so
you
awesome.
Walk in, every time.
I would just keep walking in.
So previews began for The Heart of Rock and Roll, a musical based on the music of Huey Lewis in the News. It's described as a raucous rom-com. A couple of 30-somethings who know exactly what they want from life until they find each other.
Oh, gosh.
Huey himself says, I've always been a storyteller, and it's a thrill to see my songs woven together in service of a fantastic new story.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, these things are hit and miss.
Absolutely.
Elton John and Tim Rice did a Lion King thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
huge.
Did huge.
It
was great. They also did another one that didn't do so good.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the biggest thing in the world right now is superheroes. Oh, let's try to bring superheroes to Broadway. How about Spider-Man? Everybody loves Spider-Man.
Turn off the dark.
One night that show made it. Done.
And that was with music by U2, and you know, back when they were more bigger than they are now. Mm. But still, I mean, that's pedigree. And
yeah,
but it did not not go over.
The Billy Joel musical did all right.
Yeah, it did
all
right.
These things are so hit and miss.
The
Carole King,
King one.
Yeah.
It was huge. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of those things. I got to give Huey Lewis and the News a little bit of credit. Because actually their videos were pretty good.
Yeah.
They had some very inventive videos when they were at their peak. So I can see the storytelling thing, what he's talking about.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So who knows? It may work. Who knows?
This Is It from Huey Lewis and the News was the one that I always liked growing up. And it had a story to it.
It.
That was
yep.
part of what I liked about it.
Uh-huh.
So I actually can think this could work. What I feel like the catch is, the fans of Huey Lewis and the News are older than us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So this actually, I don't know how much you're going to get young people to Broadway, mm-hmm. and that's a big part of what they're doing, they're trying to do right now.
Right.
All theaters, whether it is our local Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater,
mm-hmm.
it is CWAC, or it is Broadway, everybody is trying to get young people to come to theater.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, it's the only way you're going to make new,
keep the audience going.
So this has I think this isn't a bad idea in the short term.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it helps Broadway in 5 years.
That's a great point.
That part of it. People aren't going to see Wicked and Hamilton in these shows as much anymore. We talked about this earlier, Seth, on the Sunrise show. People are not going to live events like they used to.
Mm-mm.
They cost so much.
And that's part of the problem, yeah.
You know, there's we talked about the Reba show being on Veep, a streaming platform that's focused on concerts and those things.
Live events, right.
Yeah. The NBA and MLB and so many group of sports organizations are trying to get people, hey, virtually. We'll even
come to the stadium virtually. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how you get people to come to these things, if this will do it, this will do it. But mm-hmm. I'm waiting for the day that happens with Broadway. I feel like we're either days or just a year or two away from Broadway having a streaming service.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you're sitting here in Wisconsin Rapids and you can watch Hamilton on Broadway.
Like you're sitting in the audience.
Right.
Right, exactly.
That's the next step.
You'd think.
And they can hang on as long as they want, mm-hmm. but the longer they hang on, the harder it's going to be to make that happen. Somebody's going to have that idea and get the rights to do it.
And something that we've seen in all of entertainment now, there's no middle anything.
Yeah.
You know, the mid budget movie mm-hmm. is gone.
Yeah.
That is not around anymore. It's either like a very small budget, like a horror movie or something like that, or it's a huge,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
blockbuster thing. There's no middle ground. Broadway has been that way for years as well. There's either these really small off-Broadway shows that might, you know, every now and then it'll catch fire and, mm-hmm. and then it'll go. Or there's these giant big productions, you know, that maybe will work, maybe don't. A lot of failures. It's really hard, you know. So where is that middle ground, you know? Maybe that's what we need to start looking at again, you know? Because I think it's going to start collapsing under its own weight.
Yes.
And it's going to have to go back to that. I really believe it.
Shout out to your better half, Beth. I just happened to look down. She texted that there is already a Broadway streaming service, and I had forgotten about this. Broadway,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Broadway HD. $20 a month or $200 a year. Enjoy Broadway favorites anytime, anywhere.
Mm. Yeah, these are filmed performances, right?
Right, right. If I understand, I don't know if they do this with shows like when they're premiering. Say the new version.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm not sure, but either way. Thank you, Beth. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
And that's the kind of thing that I'm thinking that they're going to have to do with new shows, with live shows.
Yeah.
When Huey Lewis and the News has their new cast and they're premiering on Broadway opening night, you can catch out opening night from Wisconsin Rapids.
That's what you're saying.
That's the next step, and they're going to have to do that. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
It's either that or Broadway dies.
Yeah.
And I'm actually not sure which is going to happen with as stubborn as they can be. Think about how long it took them to get to the Wicked point. I'm not even talking about Hamilton or anything,
right?
But even to have a show like Wicked that has a little more of a pop and rock feel to it,
absolutely,
and a modern story show to it and everything. Spam-a-Lot, another great example. The Book of Mormon, another example. None of these shows were supposed to do well, and all of them by Broadway were shunned and given a funny eye, a funny look, and everything until they were successful.
Of course,
then it was, we love you, Eric Idle. Please, we love Monty Python. Please. Come on down to New York. Come to Broadway and stuff. Up until then, it was like, oh, Monty Python doing a Broadway show. How dare they? How dare they?
And as much as I love Broadway, and I do, I mean, that's the showcase. That's where all the stuff happens, is on Broadway. There's a small part of me is like, well, maybe it should collapse. Theater's not going to go away. We've got community theaters. What'll happen? It'll still be going on. It just, it'll be different. It'll look a little bit different.
Time only goes one direction.
Yes.
It only goes one direction.
Yeah.
You either go with it or you get left behind.
Yeah.
And if you are a business or a company or anything like that that is going to get that isn't going to move with the times, you get what you get.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I love Broadway. One of my oldest dreams is to be on Broadway.
Right.
I'm one of those. For me as an actor, I'm never going to know how good I am. I'm never going to understand that unless I can get to the biggest stage.
The biggest stage. Yeah.
That's what I want. I'm the basketball player that wants to play at Madison Square Garden. That being said, if Broadway went away tomorrow, I'm all right.
You'll be fine.
You know, because you get what you get.
Yeah.
You either adapt or you don't.
Yep.
Beautiful story right here, and we don't get to have good stories of the day always in the entertainment section. Brooke Shields suffered a grand mal seizure recently.
Oh, no.
And Bradley Cooper came to the rescue.
Really?
Brooke had been drinking a ton of water for an extended period of time because she was so busy with various projects, including a one-woman show. She always felt dehydrated. Unfortunately, all that water flooded her system and caused her sodium level to drop.
Oh, no.
The seizure hit after she entered a club. Quote, everything starts to go black, then my hands drop to my side and I go headfirst into a wall. She was also, quote, frothing at the mouth, totally blue, trying to swallow her tongue.
Oh, wow.
The next thing she knew, she was riding to a hospital in an ambulance with, quote, Bradley Blanking Cooper. That's her quote.
Yeah.
holding her hand. Someone at the club had tried to contact Brooke's husband, but they only got an assistant. Some kind of weird game of phone tag ensued, and someone ended up calling Bradley because he just happened to be nearby.
Oh my gosh.
She says, quote, I thought to myself, this is what death must be like. You wake up and Bradley Cooper's going, I'm going to the hospital with you, Brooke, and holding your hand. It's going to be okay. I mean, you know, you're going to wake up in that situation. There are worse things to wake up to.
Here's a general question. Could it be Bradley Cooper is an angel? Maybe he's an angel.
It wouldn't shock me.
No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't shock me.
I mean, he's so beautiful, and he's so talented. And it's like, dude, are you like human? are you supernatural, man?
It's kind of funny because actors that work with him will talk about him like he's not. Because he's too patient. He's too kind. He's one of these guys that's just genuinely happy to be there. I've mentioned this before. I grew up watching Inside the Actor's Studio with James Lipton. It was one one of my favorite things to watch. And I one of my favorite things was at the end and them asking questions. And almost every episode, you go back and watch, and there's this extremely handsome young man so eager to ask questions and gets his hand up right away and so engaging and just couldn't be kinder. And it's Bradley Cooper. And to see him where he is, he has not forgotten what that's like.
Right.
He's still that guy.
Yeah. Two quick things. First of all, I have to mention this when Bradley Cooper comes up. We went to the same graduate school.
The
new school in New York City.
Right on.
Which is why he was there all the time, because that's where it used to be filmed.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Second, the first time that he was on the Actor's Studio, the emotion.
Yeah.
He was just so, it was such a big moment for him. And James Lipton, too. He got a little emotional about it.
Yeah.
So it was such a cool moment.
The Jodie Foster and the Robin Williams interviews on there will always be my favorite. Mm-hmm. My third is the Bradley Cooper one.
Because he was there so long. It was great.
In the first 5 seconds, you could see it hitting him.
Yeah.
It's so cool. Marvel is definitely in a slump right now with movies and TV projects not going that well. Although Seth and I were talking about how well we think Loki is going.
Loki's been really good.
Yeah, yeah. Upcoming movies like The Marvels just aren't generating the excitement that they used to. They've got a problem a little bit with the Jonathan Majors situation, although that seems to be kind of working itself out. So we will see.
Yeah.
So what's the solution? Well, the rumor has it that they've been in talks to bring back the original Avengers for a new movie.
No.
That means Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, the Hulk, Black Widow, and Hawkeye. As every true Marvel fan knows, Iron Man and Black Widow were taken out of the game in Endgame. And Captain America traveled back in time and is living a peaceful life right now.
Mm-hmm.
So they could always do it with a multiverse thing, but there is talks of this going on.
Mm-hmm.
And by talks, I mean they've been talking about this.
That means it's been going on for a while.
It's been going on for a while. Yeah. They snuck out the information. They seeped the information out there to us to read the tea leaves, to see what
find
the
audience, what people think. Yeah.
What are people saying about this? How do you feel about this?
Yeah.
You think this is a good idea? No? Okay, then we're not doing it. Because I don't think they're going to end up going forward with this. The overwhelming feedback that they have gotten, whether it's on social media or from their own people, is just no.
I don't think that Hollywood always takes the wrong, you know, when something bad happens or even something good happens, they always seem to take the wrong something away from it. And I don't think that's the problem, is that people want to see the original ones again necessarily. I think it's a story problem, and they've just been too much stuff. It's just too much. It's getting so complicated that the average viewer is like, dude, this is too much. I don't want to get involved in this anymore.
They've saturated the market.
Yeah, exactly.
This happens with a lot of things in life. I just was talking earlier about pop songs being played too much on the radio, and you get tired of them.
Mm-hmm.
It happens with actors. Jude Law famously came out the gate and was huge.
Yep.
Talented Mr. Ripley. I mean, movie after movie after movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he listened to his agent. He listened to the people, you know, that were supposed to be looking out for
his best interest, yeah.
So there was a point where for a 3-year stretch, Jude Law had a movie coming out, if not every month, every other month. And he did a movie, Alfie, and it bombed.
Yeah, I remember.
And he couldn't find work. And nobody wanted to hire him because he saturated the market with him and stuff. And luckily, his career is still going and he's doing fine,
yeah.
But this is a problem with everything in life. Mm-hmm. You can't do this. And you can't go back. Like, we do it with nostalgia all the time, and there's certain things that we romanticize and we miss, even with something only a couple of years old.
Mm-hmm.
I get the temptation. I get the want to do this, but the quickest way to end the Marvel Universe would be to do this.
Yeah.
I believe.
No.
I don't even think the movie would be that successful. I think it'd do all right, but I think it'll do just about as well as the new Marvels movie coming out is going to do.
Probably going to do, yeah.
You're not going to see those box office numbers like you did at one point.
No.
The only way to get those numbers back is to go away for a while.
Yeah.
Is to kind of pull back for a little bit and maybe not something every, you know, couple weeks.
Not to be fair, I mean, especially when the TV stuff came on, that really started to get it to be a little too much. And to be fair, too, there was also the pandemic hangover.
Oh,
when they had all this stuff in the down the pipe that they needed to get out. And so I understand that they overloaded it that way, too. But then they kind of just kept going. I believe I remember seeing something about Bob Iger saying that they are going to start pulling back on the number of things that they release for that. I know they've changed who does their TV shows to get those more TV-like, which is a good – I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But, even two diehard Marvel guys, that's who we're talking. But we even understand what's going on with this. I mean, it really is.
We talked about it. You and I are also diehard Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
We said the same thing about Star Wars. Yes. Like, please. Like, I never thought – young me would have never thought this. But please, just slow down, guys.
Slow
like,
down a little bit.
It's too much already. Yep. You know, we can't keep up with half of this stuff. And half of it, if you took the time and put enough time and effort into it, you'd have better products.
Absolutely. Except you can't just cater to the, you know, guys like me who know all the comics and stuff like that. There's more people who don't. So you have to think about that.
You got to trust in, you know, the people that know what they're doing and the people that have been doing it a long time.
Yep.
Like the Gatlin brothers. We wrap up our entertainment talking a little bit of that because the day is finally here. The Gatlin brothers are in town, everybody.
They're here. Woo!
They are going to be performing at the Performing Arts Center, the PAC, tonight at 7. Join them. These guys are incredible. They are still performing after all of these decades, hit after hit. The harmonies are still just as tight and beautiful as they've ever
awesomeness.
Been.
Awesomeness.
Cannot get encouraging enough to check out the Gatlin Brothers tonight at the Performing Arts Center. Get your tickets at SavorTheArts.com. That's SavorTheArts.com. And a big shout out to them. They've got a workshop they're doing with a bunch of kids.
This afternoon,
Really cool that they're doing that.
Yeah.
Encourage everybody to have fun with that and enjoy and support the arts, everybody. We told you to buy local, support local. It isn't just mom and pop businesses.
This is another one right
this
here.
This is the kind of thing, too. The only way we keep something like an act like this coming to town is by buying tickets and showing up.
Going to the show.
A big thank you to Sally Kistner of the Arts Council and Eric Britnacher over at the Performing Arts Center. And, of course, to the Gatlins. Appreciate them.
For coming to town.
If you want a little preview for tonight, go ahead and go into civicmedia.us/shows. Go to civicmedia.us and find our shows, and you will find Midday Magazine, a great interview with the Gatlins. That was really good.
A couple weeks ago,
It was a really good interview. I had a fun time talking with them.
Yeah.
That was a really good time. We will I did have one other note as we're going in the news. I have a news note. Focus, our friends over at Feeding Our Communities with United Services, is out of brown bags again and could use our help getting the word out about this. So,
all right.
Everybody, please spread the word about this. Let people know that Focus could use some brown bags. If you're able to drop some off, we greatly appreciate that.
Yeah.
They do a lot for us. Let's do a little for them. Help them out with the heavy lifting. Get some brown bags over to them.
Yes, indeed.
Focus is located at 2321 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yes, indeed.
More news like that coming up from Melissa right here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Come on, everybody. Welcome back. Sing along. You know how this goes. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a great start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, to be a girl in the 80s named Eileen.
Just that many, actually. I don't think.
Couldn't have been too many. But, man, it had to get annoying after a while.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That song still holds up.
It's
how funny that is.
Yeah.
It still holds up.
Yeah.
Speaking of music, I don't know if the guys from Dexty's Midnight Riders would how they feel about that song. I know over the years we've heard a little bit of feedback that they're very proud of the song a lot of the roots of the song that it has. So maybe it's not one of their better examples.
Yeah.
But still an example nonetheless.
All right.
We are getting a call. Let's go ahead and see what's on your mind. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, good morning. I don't have tickets for the Gatlin Brothers, but I do have a ticket for the Vienna Boys Choir in Wausau on the 18th of this month. I'm very excited about going up there and seeing those kids play a thing.
Oh, yeah.
They do such an amazing job.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, sir. After you see the show, call up, let us know how it went, okay?
All right. I'm going up there today to check things out because I don't see as good at night, so
I want to
know exactly where I'm going next when I go up there.
Yeah, it's smart. It's a good idea. Good idea. Safe travels up there and enjoy the show, and thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Take care. Thank you. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Support the arts, everybody. Check out that show. Check out all these shows in our area in central Wisconsin here that you can.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good show. Real good show. So, again, keeping the music theme going here, some songs don't age well and to the point that even the artist regrets his or her involvement. We have a handful of songs here that were brought to put together. Let's see, who did this list again? I wanted to see. JustJared.com. Not sure what that is. Never heard that website before. Might want to check it out in incognito on your search bar, on your web browser.
Just Jared.
I don't know. But yeah, looking at these, I actually, part of the reason I wanted to do this, Seth, is the first one I saw on the list, Neil Young. I know you and Neil have some back and
forth.
We have
a complicated relationship, yes, Neil Young and I.
Well, Neil Young had some regrets about Heart of Gold.
Quote, really?
Yeah. I would not have expected that.
Wow.
Quote, this song put me in the middle of the road. Traveling there soon became a bore, so I headed for the ditch. So what he was talking about was it made him pop.
Yeah.
It was
a popular song.
He sold a bunch of records, and he didn't like that.
Is there no pleasing Neil Young?
No, there is not.
I swear to God, you know.
Well, there is one way to please Neil Young. Trains. Man loves trains. Trains.
Hey, more power to him for that. I give him power for that.
Literally, but the only time I've ever seen Neil Young smile is him talking about the great organization that he's a part of with his son. It's all about trains and really raising money and attention for the illness that his son has.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only time I've ever seen him smile is hitting the button to make his train move.
He is so grumpy.
He kind of is.
He's just a grumpy guy.
Ariana Grande, Put Your Hands Up. Quote, it was geared towards kids and felt so inauthentic and fake. That was the worst moment of my life.
Whoa.
Dang.
That's more than regrets. Holy cow.
Mike D from the Beastie Boys with You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party. There were tons of guys singing along to it who were oblivious to the fact it was a total goof on them.
Yeah, it was a satire.
It's a satire song.
They're not being sincere in that.
No.
I guess they did it a little too well because that's what people take away. Because you've heard it. People get all geared up. It's like they're making fun of you.
the exact guy freaking out over the song is the exact guy that they're joking about in the song.
Which, if you listen to the Beast, any of their other songs, you would understand that. Because that's not the kind of the musicians they are.
To be fair, this is three of my tribe members. These are three Jews, so I know a little bit of what I'm talking about here. Jews invented sarcasm, so we're almost too good at it sometimes. I'm joking. Michael Stipe was Shiny Happy People. It's a fruity pop song written for children.
Now, wait a minute. Okay, that's it.
You wrote the song. You wrote the song. You don't get to. You can't call out the songwriter when you are the songwriter.
Okay. You know
Michael
what?
Michael Stipe did this a lot in his career, and it drives me insane.
You know, he should have gone back to early REM where you couldn't understand what he was saying.
Yes.
Just mumbling the lyrics, which is actually pretty good. But anyway, no. That's the same thing. Okay. Now, we've heard this twice now. It's for children. First of all, what's wrong with writing songs for kids?
Yeah.
It's like, does that ruin your cachet or something? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't have any like street cred anyway, man.
You're from Athens, Georgia.
Yeah. and if that is the case that it was a song written for children, then why didn't you release a kids album?
Yeah.
Why'd you put it on an album with all adult songs? Why even release the song?
A lot of this seems like sour grapes because
they
were hit. These are all hit songs and they made money off of them. It's like, come on, guys.
Well, and teach their own.
Right. Of course. Yeah.
And their opinions, of course, matter. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to make light of that. It certainly does. But it's not about you.
Not anymore.
Once you release the song and it becomes the fan.
It's not yours anymore.
Yeah. Yep. And the idea of your fan base making you money and making you famous and popular and then you're mad at them for it. I can't think of talk about not having any understanding of how hard it is for every other art or forgetting what it was like when you were struggling and you were trying to get a break.
Okay. the most uninteresting artist in the world is the one who stands next to their painting and complains if everyone has a different interpretation. No, that's wrong.
Yeah.
This is what I was doing.
Yeah.
That's not art. I don't know what that is, yeah. but it's not art.
No, no. And you're not an artist.
No.
The idea of art is not, it's not about, like, if it's about you, okay, then don't release it.
Yeah. Okay. Just keep it in your, in listen to yourself.
Don't be a professional musician. Yeah. Go be an accountant, like, you know, and just keep creating songs for yourself
and
everything.
You don't understand what it means then. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't feel like you get it. Yeah. And I don't feel like you have enough appreciation of the people that got you where you are.
And that's a very good point.
I get that, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd might have gotten tired playing Freebird, but they never stopped playing it
because they understood
that this is why we're here.
Yep.
We're a famous rock band because of this particular song.
Yep.
We're going to wait to the end to play it, but we're going to play it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not going to be grumpy, you know, brats about it and everything and acting like children about it. Michael Stipe, like almost every interview I hear with the guy, I don't know how
he does seem to be full of himself.
Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl. If I tried to write that song again, I would probably make an edit or on it. Lyrically, there was a couple of stereotypes in it. Interesting. I don't know that song that well.
Fascinating.
So I don't know.
Fascinating. That's what she takes out of it. I actually have a serious I have a problem with Katy Perry, and it's not because of her talent or anything. She's a very talented songwriter. It's that she's basically a fraud.
Yeah.
The persona that she first started out with was totally fake. Okay, you want to know who she is? You listen to the Christian songs that she's written for other artists.
Yeah.
That's who she is.
Yeah.
This whole party girl, whatever it was a complete fraud. It was a fake. She did it because she was so desperate to be famous.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, because she's a talented songwriter. Mm-hmm. I will give her that. But other than that, no, I'm sorry. You missed me.
I didn't know this was common knowledge. I was living in California when she really blew up, and that's where she's from. And I just happened to be in a couple of workshops with some people that actually went to high school with her.
Oh, wow.
And they said almost every word you said.
Really?
Like, yeah. Swear. Like,
How about that?
That was just a really weird little moment for me because I didn't know that this was something that a lot of people.
I don't think it's common knowledge, but it's out there.
But it's out. I didn't know it was out there. I didn't even know that part of it and everything. And I always kind of waited for that shoe to drop. Apparently it did a while ago. Apparently, yes. You know, I just missed it. But yeah, it also speaks to a lot of why her popularity has dwindled so much since that initial rise.
She doesn't do that sort of thing as much anymore. She really doesn't, which is, I guess, is good for her. I mean, in terms of her authenticity, because that stuff that, you know, she just did it for shock value and that stuff. So, yeah,
I give it only a matter of time before she goes completely Amy Grant.
Oh, absolutely.
And goes completely into that genre and completely rebrands herself and resells herself that way. It's just a matter of time.
Yep.
Pharrell Williams with Blurred Lines. I realized that there are men who use that same language when taking advantage of a woman, and he did not quite understand that at the time and has come out since and talked about quite highly about how wrong he was and how he understands more now. And like, so this is a completely different angle on all these other songs.
Yeah.
This is one where in recent hit, and a guy understanding, hey, I didn't get this before. I get it now. I'm sorry. Like, that's brave to me.
That's a different, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
A while back, it started in politics. John Kerry changed his opinion on something. And immediately everybody came out and how dare you? You're wishy-washy. How you can't do that. And then and everything in society after that just kind of kept going, kept on trickling down that path of
where you have to stay in your lane kind of thing. You can't be free thinking or something.
To the point where you can actually have the facts presented to you. Look, 2 + 2 = 4. And you're still screaming, no, it's 5.
Yep.
We've gotten to that point in society. We have to change this, and it's going to be us to do it. It's not going to be politicians. Well, it could be politicians if they had some braveness to do this. Hey, guess what? Human beings change their minds.
They do.
You get new information, and you grow as a human being and evolve.
And that's a good thing.
The smartest people I've ever known understand that they don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the dumbest, most arrogant people I've ever known think they do.
Know it all, right?
Yeah. It's very cool to me to see this from an artist that is on that level of Pharrell Williams and has the respect from the industry he does and to say something like
that. He's not saying it's because, you know, it was, you know, I'm embarrassed by it because it was, you know, cheesy or something like that. He's like, no, I think that message wasn't very good. Yeah, so that's why I'm like, I'm going to stay away from it a little bit.
You can find out more at justjared.com. I go there at your own will. Be careful.
Whatever.
Yeah. We will take a break. We're going to come back with Vinny Wright stories, some local good stories of the day, and plenty more for you on the morning show at WFHR. Oh, watch out. Morning show. Kind of poison.
Yeah, Spider-Man and freezing full effect.
Watch out for that girl. Watch out for that guy. Just watch out for poison.
Just watch out for poison.
Just watch out.
New Jack Swing, man.
Oh, man. You're taking me back. My language, yeah. Oh, the dance moves I would try to pull off with this song.
The only thing I thought was weird was the clothes. The clothes were really out there.
The clothes were basically they went to a golf shop and said, hey, all that stuff you're not using, we're going to use.
We'll use it now because you're not using it anymore.
The same kids that would make fun of a golfer's pants wearing the same kind of colors, just a different scheme.
Suspenders. Yeah. I don't know. It was really weird.
I don't know who created the cross color company or anything, but that person is sitting back laughing, counting money. Right
now. All the way to the bank, man.
We got another That Ain't Right story outside of cross color. I never got that. I never understood that.
That was weird.
Have you ever been caught in a traffic jam behind a car accident? You could be stuck for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's usually pretty boring. But these standard drivers got an unexpected treat. A tractor trailer collided with a pickup truck in Canada last week, and the pickup was towing its own trailer, which was packed with fireworks.
Uh-oh.
And you know what happened?
Oh, dear.
If we're talking about it, it's not as if the crash just happened and everybody went about their day. No, we're doing it in our stories because it came up. This was wild for two reasons. One, the fireworks started going off.
Oh, dear.
Which caused the lanes on the highway to be cut off.
Oh.
And two, it was 10 p.m., meaning it was dark.
Oh.
So the drivers just sat there for the next hour watching an impromptu fireworks show from the highway.
Oh, no.
No one was seriously hurt, one driver was taken to the hospital for minor injuries. Mm-hmm. They're already back home and actually back on the job because truck drivers are amazing. The authorities are still investigating the crash.
Of course.
So just real quick, and I come from a background of this, so I do have to say a shout out to the truck drivers out there. We appreciate all the work that they do. Our country rolls because of the way of them rolling on the streets and what they're doing.
You ain't lying.
But I mean, I don't really have a right part of this. Yeah. I just wanted to talk about it because I think it's fun. That's just a wild story.
In the end, I suppose it could have been a lot worse in the end because, you know, fireworks can be dangerous. But still, I mean, usually when you're stopped at an accident or something like that, there's nothing. You know, you're just kind of sitting there. But hey, now we got to watch some fireworks.
Here in Wisconsin, you know, especially this time of year, if not all year long, we're keeping an eye out for, you know, deer crossing the road or anything, maybe a raccoon or something like that crossing the road. I don't think any of us would have our eyes open for this.
No.
Be on the lookout for an impromptu firework display. Doesn't seem like something you'd see coming.
No.
Getting to a palate cleanser, looking at our good stories of the day, and it kicks off with our programming from 3 to 4. Join us today from Midday Magazine. Our good friend Reverend Beth Habhager is going to be joining us from the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to that. We're going to talk about the Grace Minstrel Group and the Winter Farmers Market.
Yep.
Looking forward to Beth being in here. Thanks for letting us have Beth in for a bit. Beth's going to do what Beth's going to do.
Yeah, she is.
And then part two, Kayla Rombalski is going to join us, community development educator with UW Extension. Kayla and I are going to talk today about what the economic development. We're going to talk a lot about economic development with Kayla. Looking forward to that. Always good talking, good conversation with both of those groups of people. And a little bit later today, tomorrow, great hockey action for you. 6:30, Wisconsin men's hockey hosting Michigan. Give a shout out to that
Big Ten match up there.
We wanted to tell you about as well Pete Revel and Four on the Floor.
That's right.
Pete Revel is going to be performing today from 2 to 4 over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. They perform the first and third Thursday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to check out our good friend Pete and Four on the Floor, some of the greatest musicians you're going to hear.
No kidding.
Free admission, donations accepted for the musicians. Enjoy and spread the word about these great artists. Pete Revel and Four on the Floor performing the first and third Thursday of the month at 2651 8th Street, south of Wisconsin Rapids, right at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
Mm-hmm.
And going going on tonight, the 15th annual Iron Chef live auction and online silent auction.
Yeah.
This is taking place in honor of Shirley's House of Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Live auction and online silent auction. Keep that in mind. It's going on today at the Hotel Marshfield from 5:30 to 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have a sample of hors d'oeuvres. You can vote for the People's Choice Award.
Mm-hmm.
Then watch as chefs face off in a culinary competition while you enjoy a full meal.
Yeah, Beth and I are going to be there tonight, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
I know Melissa's going to be there as well. I will be teaching, but I will be thinking of you guys.
And all the food that we're going to be enjoying.
Yes. I really wanted to be a part of this, man. Like, this is not an event to miss. I really just kind of want to put a scarecrow, because they're not going to be able to tell a difference between me and a scarecrow. Just put it there. Acting 101, you know, so I can be over at this. Especially because I get to hang out with my friends, I get to hang out with you guys. Ashley will be there, Mel, you, your kids, and all that. And for this cause, our good friends at Shirley's House of Hope. This benefits Shirley's House of Hope. Time to take a stand, end domestic violence, be on the right side of history with this, and enjoy this great event going on tonight. You can get tickets and find out more at shirleyshouseofhope.org.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it is for this event or any other reason, bookmark that page, Shirley's House of Hope.
Lots of good stuff there.
Seth, I wanted to use our last little bit of time to talk World Series.
Oh, my gosh. We have less than a minute.
We did it, everybody. 3 hours together, and we didn't talk the World Series until the last 30
At least
seconds.
Not on the air.
How amazing was that World Series?
I just want to say congratulations to Bruce Bochy, who has four total World Series with two teams. He has now tied Sparky Anderson, is winning in both leagues,
it's
which
incredible.
I think the only other thing, I think he has punched his ticket to Cooperstown.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a Hall of Fame manager.
Texas Rangers winning their first title.
Ever, yeah. That's great.
I sat back and I stayed up late to watch, or not late, but I pushed my work aside, which made me late so I could watch that. It was such a cool celebration. I'm not a Ranger guy, but I just thought it was cool to see to see a team win their first title.
Yeah, it was great.
Congratulations to all those Texas Ranger fans out
Indeed.
There.
Indeed.
Great show, Seth. Thanks for hanging out.
Hey, no problem.
Tomorrow, Melissa, Seth, and I will get you ready for the weekend right here on
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.